Ironman Cairns is back for another year, Sunday, 18th of June. Yesterday, the big announcement went out. It was identified as the number one Ironman series event in the world. And on the phone right now is a multiple champion of Ironman Cairns, professional athlete Sarah Crowley. Good morning.
Hi, Shane. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, as a professional athlete, I assume you've done plenty of different courses. Where does Cairns stack up for you? It's obviously been voted number one, but does it stack there for you as well?
Yeah, I've actually raced pretty much all over the world. Luckily enough, I've had a great career and been able to do that. But I think it's probably the one race I almost do it every year. I don't think I've missed it many times since I first came up in 2012 when I first won the half Ironman up there. So definitely it's on my calendar every year. And I sort of knew it was always the best, but it's great that it's now been recognised by the rest of the world.
Sarah, you are a multiple champion, not just here of Ironman Cairns, but all around the world. You've won so many races. You know, like we talked about what it means to you, but like let's point out swim, bike and run. What's the favourite for you of our course? Is it the swim course, the bike course or the run course?
Oh, it's really, you're splitting hairs. So I think, I mean, you're going to a major tourist destination for the swim. You know, Palm Cove is such a beautiful location and, you know, to have the privilege of being able to swim a swim race there is pretty incredible. But yeah, and then you get the Captain Cook Highway without any traffic on it to completely enjoy in the event as well. So, you know, and then I think the one thing that's underestimated about Cairns is the local support from the, you know, the community when you get onto the run leg back in town as well, like running past all the, you know, the bars and the pubs and things and having the club tents and everyone else cheering and supporting in such a beautiful environment is amazing as well. So I don't know. I mean, I guess the finish line is my favourite part, but probably the bike. I mean, come on, it's pretty special.
Now, Sarah, obviously you're an athlete, an incredible athlete at that. I too am shaping to be an athlete for Ironman this year. I'm lining up awesome. For the 5K fun run. Any advice as I prep for my lead-in?
Yeah, look, don't overcomplicate it. Just just make sure that you're getting, you know, your regular and consistent training done leading up to it. And I'm sure for a fun run, you pretty much only need a pair of shoes, so it's way less technical. I mean, I guess the good thing about the event is that sort of is that you can actually do more than just the Ironman. That's a great thing about Cairns. There's a half at the day on the day. There's Iron Kids. There's, you know, a lot of support for Iron women and female athletes. There's fun runs and there's just so much going on. So that's one thing I do love about Cairns is it brings a lot of people from around the country and everyone can participate in something.
Sarah, you are a world-famous athlete. Of course, you've been on that podium there in Kona for the Ironman World Championships multiple times. JB is quite competitive. Now, there's another guy in our office called Liam. JB and Liam, they're kind of going to go toe-to-toe with that 5K. You want to beat Liam's
last
year, don't you?
Yeah, I want to beat his time of 24 and a half minutes. So I want to beat that time.
Do you think you will?
Yeah, because he's useless. What he is doing is this year, he's doing the half, is it the
70.3? 70.3.
Any words of wisdom? This is his first time doing that, or for anyone else that's looking to go bigger and better. Any words of wisdom from someone as experienced as yourself?
Yeah, look, I think Cairns is an amazing event. I think the key thing I think with it is it's a bit more taxing because of the conditions. It's quite a lot warmer on the day and everything. So I think leading up to the race, it's just kind of, you know, make sure that you're not spending too much time out in the sun. And then I guess on race day, saving a little bit on the bike as well for that last little bit because it can be a headwind coming home into town. And, not giving too much away to him. He's going to have to work pretty hard for that last little bit. And then I guess the run takes care of itself. You know, you're in town and the support of the community is so good, so you can always find a bit extra for the run. You can also get some super shoes. That might help.
Some super shoes? What are they?
I just get, there's all these carbon fiber fast shoes.
I was picturing like
now,
so Sonic the Hedgehog once he gets his tumble on.
You know, and Liam's one of those guys. He's a gadget guy. You bet, yeah, he's going to try to get the best of the best, like all the gear, no idea type of guy, you reckon?
Yeah.
I'll pass
That's
on
what triathlon's
some,
all about.
Yeah, I'll pass on some free advice for him as well to speak less and do more. So thank you so much for your time this morning. Sarah Crowley, someone that does more and speaks less. We appreciate you jumping on to speak with us today.
Ironman is back Sunday, the 18th of June. Great news. It has been named the best Ironman in the world for the whole global series. Sarah, we'll see you back up in Cairns in June.
Thanks, Tammy. All the best, JB, for your run. I'll be there.
Cheers.